bless you this wonderful day. And it's a fine day today. Beautiful, clear skies. Just a few clouds there, but nothing major. And it doesn't matter if it's raining, or if it's cloudy, or if it's sunny, or if there's tornadoes, or if there's hurricanes, or if there's hailstones. It doesn't matter, because this is the day the Lord has made. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, because it's a decision that we all make. You know, you can either be happy right now, or you can be miserable right now, you can be ticked off right now. You're making that choice, and you don't have to make that choice. It's just a switch in our thinking. And we got so much to be thankful for when we realize that we're born again of the Spirit of God, that we have eternal life right within us right now, and the kingdom of God is within us. We have the Spirit of Christ. We have the Spirit of God within us. We're led by God, and that we are connected to God. We're connected to the creators of the heavens and the earth. We're not trying to make connection. We're not trying to make God come near to us or persuade God to listen to us. We're not trying to even earn access to Him. You know, because we already have direct access to Him. 2 Corinthians says, "And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation." You know, it doesn't say we might be reconciled. We are reconciled to God. And you're already enough. You know, so it doesn't say one day you're going to be reconciled to God. Or when you're good enough, you're going to be reconciled to God. It doesn't say pray enough, or work hard enough, or improve yourself more. You know, He will allow us to approach Him. In fact, we're actually in His presence, right? It says, who have reconciled us to Himself. It's already accomplished, guys. You are already in the presence of God. You have that connection with the Most High God, who is your Father. You know, and once you understand that, your whole approach to life can begin to change. You can live freely. You can live joyfully. You can live confidently. You can live connected. You know, you can go directly to God. No matter what's going on in the world, you've got your direct access to the Heavenly Father. You can speak to Him. You can lay out your heart before Him, rather than rehearsing the negatives or the things that might not be so good in our life. You know, we rehearse who we are. And, you know, we think about what that means, this access to God. Think about what it means. You've got access to Almighty God, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And not only that, the creator of the heaven and the earth is our dad, right? He's our Father. And you can go to Him, you can talk to Him, you can ask Him. You can receive direction from Him. You can receive wisdom from Him. You can cast all your cares upon Him. You can bring your desires before Him. And because He's God, you can do whatever. And, you know, we love God because He first loved us. And we don't have to wonder if our prayers are going to go before God. You know, because we're in His presence. He's knowing our heart. He's hearing our thoughts. And when we direct them to God from our free will heart, then He'll go to work. So we don't have to wonder if God has noticed us. He noticed us. He notices you every day. You're in His heart. You're in His mind. You are His child. You're the center of His love and attention. So when you need wisdom, you go to God. When you need direction, go to God. When you find, you know, the challenges are overbearing, you go to Him. So when circumstances are shouting something contrary to what God says about you, you go to God and you say, God, look, this is going on. But I know that you say this about me. So when you don't know what to do next, you just go to God. And you can, because you are connected to Him. Sometimes believers are connected to God spiritually, but live mentally as though they are disconnected. And you're not disconnected. You know, you've got friends in high places. God is your friend as well as your dad. You know, the worry and the fear of life can make you forget who you are if you focus on it. And people worry as though everything depends upon themselves. And they struggle though they have no help. But we have help. And people reason everything out according to their own ability. You know, they say, like, how am I going to do this? You know, I don't have enough. I don't feel capable. I don't know enough. I don't think I can. But God never told us to be strong in ourselves, did he? In Ephesians 6:10, what did he say? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There is the answer. Not strong in your might, but strong in God's might. Not confident merely in your intelligence, but confidence in God. Not relying only upon your natural ability, but relying upon the ability God has placed within you. And that changes everything. You know, God is your sufficiency. You know, and there will be things God puts in your heart that appear greater than your natural ability. And that is where many people stop. Like, for instance, Lawrence, you're going to move the word in all of the UK, all of Europe, USA, the world, wherever God opens the doors to you. The world is your oyster. You know, you pray for that one laborer. You know, we think, how is God going to do this for me? So we start to look at ourselves. You know, I can easily look at myself, but I'm not able, God. You know, I haven't got any experience. I don't know the people, and the bank account's not so great, or I don't have the qualifications to, you know, do what you want me to do. And so we can look at the circumstances so easily, and then we can conclude, well, I can't. No, Laurie, you can't do that. You went to boarding school. You was in trouble all the time. You know, you didn't learn anything, you know, good. You know, you messed up this and you messed up that. You're always messing things up. You always put your foot into things, right? But we got to not look at those things. We got to look to God. You know, our sufficiency is not merely of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. And you have the Spirit of God within you. You have Christ in you. God can work in you. And God is working in you. God is leading you. And God is giving you your wisdom. You just ask for wisdom if you lack it. God will give you the spiritual wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Just ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. God can give you the words to speak. God can show you what to do. So when the opportunity comes, you don't have to wait until you feel ready or anything like that. You're already ready. You know, God has made you ready. And you may not feel powerful, but the power is there. You may not feel wise enough, but you can get that wisdom from God. God can give it to you. And you may not feel complete, but God can show you the next step. He can show you what you need to do. And this is the walk of faith. You step out. There comes a moment when believing must become moving. When you prayed, when you looked to God, you have received the desire. Now step, move. Sometimes people want God to show them the entire journey before they take the first step. But very often God gives you enough light for the step in front of you. And that's all you need. You take one step. God makes your feet like hinds' feet and sets you upon it. Your high places, alright, so God has ordered your steps in his word. And sin won't have dominion over you. When we're moving with God, then we're strong. We've got direction, we've got vision, we've got desire. And if God puts something good in your heart to do, don't immediately talk yourself out of it. Don't begin with 10 reasons why it can't happen. Well, you know, like I just said, how can I move the word of God in all of the UK, all of Europe and US? I don't know anyone. Well, God's got me this far, right? And that is from not knowing anyone. So God can open up the doors for us. God can give us the vision and direction. He works his desires in our heart. So if God is putting something in your heart, he'll show you how to move with that. And you are connected with him and he can direct you. You know, it says in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and here you are. He'll direct your path. That's connection in action. I acknowledge him. He directs me. I move. He works. Very simple. So we're not called to connect people to ourselves. And this is something that Sandgate's always taught. You know, we connect people to God, not to us. And so that's a tremendous truth. And God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Our responsibility is not to make people dependent upon us, is to help people become connected to God. And so that's our job, to connect people to God. That's what our job description is. What do you do, Lawrence? Oh, I connect people to God. I'm a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ. What did Jesus do? He connected people to God. So we don't want people thinking, I can't receive anything unless Lawrence prays. I can't hear from God unless Lawrence teaches me, unless the leader teaches me. I can't move unless someone gives me permission. No, you're ready to go, baby. You are ready to go. Now it's time to rise up, all man of God. And a good minister will point you towards God. And so that's our desire, is to teach people to go to God. There might be things that you want to learn, which you can learn, different topics like, you know, faith and confession, as a man thinketh in his heart, all these different wonderful encouragement. But you can go to God and God can show you what he wants you to do. And that's what we're to do. We reconcile people to go to God, to seek his vision for them. So my job is to say, now you go to God. You take these things to God. You walk with the Father. Here, direct your steps. And so that's what I want to do. I want to teach people to go to God, not to be dependent upon me. And I believe I've done that. And I will continue to do that. You know, because God can hear you like he hears me. God can lead you like he leads me. God can work in you like he works in me. It says he works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God answers your prayers. There's things you prayed and he's answered, hasn't he? So he can do anything. God can give you wisdom if you lack it, if you ask him. God can show you what to do. So our ministry is not, okay, you come to the leader. No, it's you go to God. That's the ministry of reconciliation. And so you can take accountability of yourself with God, before God. And you can either do the right thing or the wrong thing. It's your choice every day. Choose you this day. No, that's what God encourages his people. Choose you this day. Which, you know, road are you going to walk along? What are you going to do? You know, God gives you, he sets before you death and life. And then so God says, choose life. Choose the right way. Choose the good way. So it says that we are ambassadors for Christ. You represent Christ. Jesus Christ walked upon this earth representing God. Now we have been given the responsibility to carry that good news, to preach the gospel concerning Jesus Christ. Where you go, you can bring God's power and love and healing and deliverance. Where you go, you can speak these wonderful heavenly words from God. Where you go, you can bring hope. You know, we can tell people about the gathering. When we die, it's not the end, it's the beginning. Where you go, God can work through you to bring the good news of the gospel concerning what Jesus Christ has made available, what God has done for us through him. And you don't have to imitate anybody else's ministry or another minister. You can follow someone's good ways in Christ, but you've got your own walk with God. You don't have to become somebody else. You know, like I followed my minister as much as I could to, you know, mimic him. You know, there's nothing wrong with mimicking, but you are your own individual and God's given you the Spirit of God so that you can walk, you can depend. If everyone was to walk away from you right now, would you still stand? Would you still make an effort? Or do you need people around you to make you feel that you can do something? Because God can, you and God are majority, right? And if you're believing God and you do what he says, he can multiply you, just like he multiplied Abraham. So we don't have to become somebody else or, well, I better connect to this person. Those connections will help us, definitely. You know, and we, you know, we stay where God places us when we're going to be encouraged, you know, and we grow and we thrive where God places us. You know, wherever we are, wherever we go, wherever we connect, we can flourish and grow. We're humble to God and do what he says. And we start following God and we're not following the minister. We may initially follow because we're learning and growing, but God wants you to stand on your feet and he wants you to go to him with all your heart. Yes, and you can still stay connected. You can still get the encouragement. That's what we're supposed to do anyway. We're to excite one another unto love and to good works, but we're to let him work. Let God give you the words. Let God show you the people. Let him put his desires in your heart. And then when he does, what do? We move out. We take that step with God. We follow his direction. You know, we're not moved by fear. We're not moved when challenges come or when our thoughts get all stirred up. You know, fear of things will try and get you to act so that you feel that you're doing something. But we don't act out on fear. We act out on faith. You know, circumstances may tell you that Nothing is changing. But Ephesians tells us to take the shield of faith. Faith says, I know what God has said. Faith says, God is with me. Faith says, God is my sufficiency. Faith says, I am connected. You're connected to God. And if you're connected where God's put you, you can flourish and grow as you follow the encouragement. You know, faith says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The fiery darts say, you can't. Faith answers, God can. The fiery dart says, you don't know how. Faith answers, God knows how. The fiery dart says, you don't have enough. Faith answers, God is my sufficiency. So you're not alone. Faith answers, I live by faith. You know, God is with me. God always makes me come up smelling of roses. And I'll give you the first of scripture where it says it, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. That's my interpretation of it, right? I know the scriptures have no private interpretation, but that's my translation. God always calls me to come up smelling of roses. See, I have a personal relationship with God. I'm not afraid to say these things because they're true. And God is with me. And God causes me to triumph. God gives me the victory. I don't have to manufacture victory to make myself look good or look I'm a good believer. No, my responsibility is to believe God, is to look to him, to obey him, and to move with him. That's your responsibility also. And God is the one that's doing the work. If we're living in that grace and we're living by faith, God is the one doing the work. God is the one leading. God is the one supplying. God is the one giving the victory. So the glory belongs to God. And we're not taking glory for ourselves. We're not so smart. We can't grow an inch, you know. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things you need will be added unto you. So, you know, we're so blessed because we are already connected. And perhaps this is the thought we should carry every single morning, like I'm doing right now. I am connected to God. I am not alone. I am a son of God with all power. I am righteous, justified, sanctified, redeemed. I got the word of ministry of reconciliation. And I'm waking up right now. It's not like I'm fully awake. I'm not longer up, but this is in my heart. I am, you know, just letting God work within me, give me the words. And why? Because I'm connected to God. He's the fountain of living water. Everything flows from him. He's got an endless supply of answers, direction, vision, encouragement, deliverance, healing, provision. So if you face a problem, what do you say? I am his and he is mine and I'm connected. When you need wisdom, you're connected. You can go directly to God. When God puts something new in your heart, it's because you're connected. When you minister to someone, it's because you're connected. It's his power, God's supplying the power. You want to use that connection. You want to get it hot and moving. So instead of beginning your day, you know, conscious of, you know, your negative stuff in life, your weaknesses, or, you know, nothing's happening for you, or it doesn't seem like nothing's happening for you. And instead of saying, you know, am I good enough? I've screwed up. I've messed up. Don't say that. You say, God is my sufficiency. God is my strength. I am connected. I can rise above. I'm seated at the right-hand side. I live from the place of triumph. Instead of asking, you know, or saying, I can't do this, say, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Instead of wondering, will God help me? Remember, he is already with you. God says yes, and so we say yes to God. No, God works with our free will. He doesn't violate your free will. If you decide you're not going to do nothing today, you're not going to do nothing today. If you decide you're going to act upon what God's put in your heart to do, then he's with you, causing you to be successful. So there comes a point where we simply say, yes, God, I am available. I want to live unto you. I want to do the things that you want me to do. I am bound to do your work, and I want you to lead me. I want you to walk me through. I want you to work through me. I want you to empower me and show me when I minister. I want to see your power in evidence to bring your deliverance to people. Show me what to do. Show me what you want me to do. And then step out and go and do it. And, you know, God wants us to be steadfast in these things. You know, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You know, God wants us to abound in his work, doing the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. Not occasionally abounding. we want to be fruitful, guys. We don't just want to be attending fellowship every week. We do want to be coming to fellowship, but it's not just that. Okay, well, I go to fellowship every Thursday or every Tuesday or whatever day you go to fellowship. You don't want to be saying, all right, I'm doing enough. I go to fellowship, you know, I honor God, and you know, I give my telephone call, I stay connected, I do those things. But you're not doing anything else. You're not preaching. You're not desiring the laborers. You know, you're not going to see any growth. Your life will stay the same. You'll stay maintained where you are. But God wants you to abound. He wants you to be steadfast in practicing these wonderful things that will help you and cause you to grow. He wants you to be unmovable. He doesn't want the things in this world to sway you off. But he wants you abounding in the work. You know, he wants you to have laborers. He wants you to have multiplied fellowship as well as multiplied disciples or laborers, right? So we're always abounding. We're always increasing. We're always growing. We're always moving. We're always serving. We're living for God. And why? Why can we do that? Because we are connected to God. And we connect people to God. So when we start connecting people to God rather than come to us, they can start looking to God and trusting God and moving with God. They can start opening their mouth and have that wonderful desire to preach the gospel concerning Jesus Christ. You know, we are sons and daughters of God, and we've already been reconciled. So now it's our turn to reconcile others to God. And we want to be fruitful. And we want our fruit to remain and to increase and to abound. So that's where it leads to. Now you may be walking with God, you may be coming out of different situations or difficult situations, but God is with you and he wants you strengthened. He will strengthen you. And when you're converted, like he said to Peter, when you're converted, strengthen my people. You know, go and build my people up. Go and work with my people. Go and speak my word to the people. You know, the new people, not somebody else's laborers, but get fresh people. Ask God to open the doors for those fresh ones. Open your mouth and speak. There's people willing to listen. There's people desiring to know. And so we're not going after other people's laborers, but we're going after God, who will then give us that one person. And that one person, the doors will open. And we encourage people to practice and walk with God. Yeah, we encourage people to connect to us, but only for the purpose of getting them to connect to God and to encourage them in the right way so that they can grow and become strong. So we encourage people. You go to God. You talk to God. Let God lead you. Let God give you the wisdom. Let God work in you. Let God work through you. And then we help other people, you know, to discover these wonderful truths for themselves by sharing them with them, like I'm sharing with you right now. Go and tell someone else what I'm telling you right now. You can know God. You can go to God. You can receive from God. You can walk with God. No, I am connected to God through Jesus Christ. God hears me. God is with me. God is for me. God is my sufficiency. His Spirit is within me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I am capable. I am able. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I'm acknowledging God who directs my path. And I'm going to step out and move with God as he puts something in my heart to do. And I will not connect people to myself. I will connect people to God. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I am steadfast. I am unmovable. I am always abounding in the work of the Lord. I am connected to God and I'm going to live unto God. So my encouragement today is that you go to God and you look to God and you encourage other people to go to God. You know, that's the greatest thing we can do, is to reconcile people back to God. And if they've got needs, then we can minister to their needs. We can say to people, you need healing. Okay, it's available to be healed right now. Do you want me to minister God's power to you? Do you want to receive healing right now? Do you want deliverance? Do you want to prosper? I'll show you how to prosper, you know, according to what God says. We can lead people and show them the right things to do, but it's up to them whether they do it or not. And when we connect them to go to God, then it's between them and God, and they can see God go to work for them, like I've seen God go to work for me. I've received the words from people that love God, and they've encouraged me, and I've stepped out with the encouragement they give me. I've been faithful to practice, to the best of my understanding. Sometimes I haven't done that, but I never received any kind of great thing from God by not doing that. You know, I just stayed where I was. But God wants us to abound. He wants us to move forward. So God is with you. Like, and you are connected to God. You have direct access to him. You are in his presence. So anyway, It's nice and early here in the UK, and I've recorded this. I'm on my first cup of coffee, and I'm just gone cold now, but that's okay, because it's more important to speak what God puts in my heart to speak and to share with you, and I'm blessed to do that, and now I'm fired up. Now I'm waking up. The Word of God is quick, powerful, and living energy. So you are God's masterpiece.